If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For so long, I did not know myself. I did not value myself. When you don't know yourself, you can't value yourself. Because if you don't know the cost, then why would you value it, right? Because if you don't really recognize, okay, what it takes to be me, right? This amazing, wonderful vessel, then of course you're going to give yourself away at a discount. So I am recording my podcast at the same time I'm going live because, I mean, two birds, one stone, right? So I just want to welcome you guys. I'm going to, of course, introduce myself with what I always say on my podcast, which is, yo, party people, welcome to singlewomanchronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And I'm so excited about today. Today is the kickoff of the 21-day man fast. Yay! All right, so I got a little bit of notes going on here. You know, I had to write some stuff down just so I touch all the points. And I just wanted to welcome you guys in, say hello, say where you're from, you know, say how you feel about this man fast, if you're excited, if you're nervous, if you don't know how you feel, you're just ready to start, or some of y'all, like, honestly, I've been on a man fast for 3 years, but I'm going to keep going with intent. Whatever you have to say, just write it in the chat right now. So I wanted to start off by helping people to understand that the goal of this fast is not, I repeat, is not to eliminate men from the equation. We have this weird, chaotic, just crazy man versus woman thing going on, and I don't understand it. I don't know why it's happening, but I don't like it. I am not someone who is trying to continue that thing. No, I'm just a person who understands that sometimes you have to take a step back to move forward in certain things. It's kind of like a slingshot. Sometimes you got to be pulled back in order to be catapulted further, faster, right? So for me, when I used to do my man fast back in the day, I used to do them very often. I did them because I understood something about myself. I understood that I struggled with self-worth and self-esteem. I knew I struggled with these things because I grew up where I did not have a lot of validation as a child. I was not told I was beautiful. I was not told that I was XYZ. I was told that I was smart. I've always been smart, but I wasn't told or validated enough. I didn't get enough attention, XYZ. So growing up in high school is when it started. I noticed that I started to gain my validation from men. So men were always kind of like my Achilles heel. So anytime that I would date someone or really like someone, if it didn't go well, that would knock me off my stance. So I knew for myself that because of this reason, when things started to go awry, or if I started dating and something was going crazy and like I started to feel like my self-esteem started to wane, or I wasn't as focused as I normally would be, or, you know, things like that, I would take man fast. So I would say, you know what? I'm gonna just take a man fast. And I really, it's crazy because I would do this stuff because I had, this is before I was saved, BC me, y'all. I didn't grow up in church. I didn't get saved till I was 24. Currently, I'm 34, so 10 years saved. Amen, hallelujah. So I got saved at 24, but prior to that, I had a lot of Christian friends, which is, you know, God works in mysterious ways, but most of my friends were Christian. So I would see them go on fast all the time for their spiritual growth, right? You know, every Lent, people do the Daniel fast. Every first of the year, people do fast. So I would say, I would ask my friend, like, hey, why are you doing a fast and what are you giving up? And they would say stuff like, oh yeah, I'm giving up meat, or I'm giving up TV, or I'm giving up XYZ, right? So for me, I'm like, what's the thing that I struggle with the most? And I know for me, it was men, okay? So I say, you know what? Let me do a man fast. I feel like that might be something. Okay. So I started to do them in my early 20s. I'm talking about like 21, 22. I would do them all the time. Right. So I discovered while doing these man fasts that, oh my God, I get so many revelations when I'm not distracted. Okay. I get so many revelations when I'm not chasing behind somebody. I get so many revelations, right? And I wasn't just getting revelations about my love life. I was also getting revelations about work. I was getting revelation about my faith, my where I stood emotionally, my family. Like, I was getting so many revelations when I was doing these man fasts. So that's when I started them, right? And I just felt like, I feel like this would be beneficial for somebody else. So that's why I decided to release this 21-day man fast for absolutely free, because I feel like sometimes you may want to do something new because you keep trying the same thing and it's just not giving what needs to be given. So you want to do something new, right? So hopefully this is something new. I have a few people. We do have a group chat. It's a group me. So if you want to join, go ahead and DM me and I'll send you the link. But I would encourage you to click the link in my bio to go ahead and join the 21-day man fast, the actual email, because I do send like emails to everybody. They get updates. They're going to be getting a sample of the 21-day ebook tonight or tomorrow. It's probably gonna come tomorrow, y'all. I'm tired, but for sure. So I just really want everyone to come in with a positive mindset, expectancy. I want to say that every fast that I do, no matter what the fast is, be it man fast, be it a Daniel fast, you know, anything that I do, I always have an expectancy. I always expect God to move. I always expect God to speak to me. I always expect something, right? So I want you guys to expect something. So maybe you have answers you want. You know, maybe you're praying for a husband. Maybe you are praying for a promotion. Like, it sounds crazy that giving up something like dating may bring these answers, but trust me, they can. So set your expectation and make sure that it is positive, because I am telling you, God will move. Okay. God will move. Set your expectation. Okay. So the way this fast is going to be set up, because it's 3 weeks, right? So week one is the foundation. You cannot build anything with a faulty foundation. So coming into this fast, you have to define your why. You define your why, because if you do not define your why, you are not going to make it. Because when days, it's going to come days where everybody and their granddaddy going to want to talk to you. You're going to be getting phone numbers out the woo-ha. Everybody, you ain't been approached all year, but this week you're going to get approached 3 times a day. You're going to be like, bro, what is going on? That actually means you're on the right track. Now, I'm not telling you to just turn everybody down, maybe get their phone number and be like, hey, I'ma holler at you in 21 days, right? But you got to define your why, because if you don't define your why, then you're not going to make it, okay? The second thing we're going to do, week two, we're going to release it. We're going to release our past, right? So biblically, it says you cannot pour new wine into old wineskins. Basically, that means that you cannot expect to have newness if you're still operating in old mindset, old beliefs, old, you know, feelings about yourself. So on week two, it's all about releasing. We're releasing everything. We're releasing past thoughts. We're releasing negativity, all of that stuff like that. That's what we're doing in week two, right? So week three, we're going to rebuild. So week one, we set a foundation. Week two, we tearing everything down. And week three, we rebuilding. This is the week where we're going to talk about, you know, dating with an abundant mindset. We're going to talk about Just staying encouraged. We're going to talk about creating your own Sierra prayer, like all of that kind of stuff we're doing in week three, because this thing is strategic. Like, this fast ain't just something I'm like, oh, let's cut men off for 21 days. No, I want you to be intentional about these 21 days. I want you to do some inner work in these 21 days. In these 21 days, I want you to come on out from the other side, transform, somebody new, thinking new, feeling new things, all of that stuff, right? So that's why this 21-day man fast is built how it's built, right? So, yeah. And if it's a man following me, I know it's called 21-day man fast, but I stay getting DMs from men talking about, well, why you don't do 21-day women fast? Or why you don't do this? Okay, you can do that. Like, you can do that too. I'm not stopping you, okay? I'm not stopping you, okay? So, I do want to let you guys know, the three women that I had in mind, the three type of women that I had in mind when I created this man fast, right? So I'm going to name them, okay? I wrote my little notes, okay? So the first type of woman I had in mind were women battling self-defeating thoughts, wondering if they're the reason why they're single, and secretly asking themselves if there is something wrong with me. Listen, been here, done that, okay? When you... First of all, in this day and age, staying confident is a job. Like, remaining confident, remaining high in self-esteem is a job. It's an everyday job. Like, it's like legit a 9-to-5, right? Because every single day we're on social media, we're comparing ourselves, we feel like we're behind, everything just, it's just so much coming at us at once, right? And we're constantly trying to be our best selves and constantly feel like we're failing or we're not doing enough, et cetera, right? So when you have that going on, you have life already lifing, and then you're in your single season and you're trying to find your person, but it feels like nothing is working. It feels like you just out here and nobody's approaching you. Nobody's trying to watch. It can make you feel like you're going crazy, right? It can make you feel like, dang, is it me? Am I? Like, is there, like, what is going on? Is there something wrong with me? Because I know for me, I've definitely had those moments. I've definitely had those moments where I'm like, dang, am I the drama? Like, what is up? So if you have been questioning that, if you are a woman who you've been asking yourself, like, dang, am I the drama? Is there something wrong with me? This man fast is definitely for you, because we're going to get into all of that. We're going to confront those negative thoughts, all of that stuff, right? So yeah. The second type of woman is, this is a woman who keeps having dating failures, and she's wondering, am I doing something wrong? So this is somebody who, you got the confidence, you know you that girl, like, you don't question your value, but you over here like, dang, I'm this confident, I'm this fine, I got it going on, like, am I doing something wrong? It's something going on, because I've been there. Because honestly, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, once I built my confidence and my self-worth to where it is now, because it's like very, very high up there, because it took so much work to get here, I really thought automatically, I'm like, oh yeah, this level of confidence, I'm gonna get me a man real fast. Like, this is gonna be easy. This is nothing. And then even with this level of confidence, I was still hitting a wall. So I was like, dang, am I doing something wrong? And I was doing a little bit of something wrong. And we're gonna talk about that during the fast, right? And then three, women who, y'all probably haven't even been dating. Y'all been on a long man fast. It just hasn't been intentional. You are a woman and you want to date again, but you don't know where to start. And you're probably scared, because if you think about it, most of the narratives around dating right now is just dating sucks. Dating is horrible. Men are awful. Women are awful. Just date yourself. So if you're someone and you have been bogged down by that type of rhetoric, and you're just tired, this is also for you too. Because at the end of this, again, this is not to eliminate men. It's too much overcorrection going on. Like, no, that's not the goal. It's to date better. It's to date in a way that guides your heart. It's to date and come out with clarity. Come out with confidence. Come, you know, we're just shifting. We're shifting mindsets, right? So, yeah. Now, I told y'all, this fast, absolutely free.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're just committed. You join the group. I'm going to send y'all some emails, special emails. We're going to talk about a few things. Y'all have direct access to me. You can ask me questions in the group chat, etc., etc. But if you really want to dive deep, I would say get the ebook. So the 21-day ebook, it is $21. So for $1 a day, you can keep the dusties away, okay? Because that's what's going to be approaching you. It be the dusties. It's going to be the dusties. When I was walking my dog just now, there was a dusty that approached me, okay? So I'm just saying, it be the dusties. For $1 a day, keep the dusties away. Click the link in the bio to get it. But tonight, I do want to read the first day of the man fast. Okay, I want to read the first journal entry because it's basically, it's an ebook and it has 21 journal entries, and these things is fire. Y'all, when I was writing this, I was reading it like how I'm writing it, but I'm talking to myself. Like, this is insane. So I want to read day one because we've got like a whole bunch of different titles. So the table of contents, I'm gonna just give y'all a little bit of taste of it, okay? For people who are watching me on my podcast, if I look cross-eyed, it's because I'm looking at my live, but I'm also reading at the same time. I'm doing a lot right now. Okay, so table of contents. Day one, why though? Day two, triggered. Day three, flipping L's. Day four, D is for distracted. Okay, I'm going to jump down. Day 12, mental gymnastics. Day 13, focus on she. Day 15, don't take it personal. Day 17, flaws and all. Just by these titles, y'all should feel yourself like, oh yeah, I need to go ahead and cop that. Because I'm telling y'all, it's so good. Okay, so let's read day one. And Lord be with me with this reading. Because y'all know as soon as you start trying to read live, you just start tripping over words. Okay, so day one, it's entitled, Why Though? One of my favorite reality TV moments is when Cardi B says on Love & Hip Hop, what was the reason? Although it's a hilarious moment, it raises a very important question for our daily lives. What is the reason we do what we do? What is your why? Your why is your purpose for doing something. It's your glue, your anchor, your boost to keep you going when you want to quit. During this fast, you will be tempted. You may start to get approached by more guys. That guy you've been eyeing might finally hit you up. Your ex-situationship might reach out with an apology. You'll feel like abandoning this fast. But remember, you started this journey for a reason. And that reason has to be more important and impactful than falling into temptation. When I did my first man fast, it was because I found myself questioning what I was doing wrong. I wanted a relationship but kept hitting dead ends. I ended up in situationships or with men where I had to make all the effort, or with men who lied and love bombed me until I discovered their true selves. I needed clarity because I started questioning if it was me. Self-reflection is healthy, but questioning your value is where something needs to change. Finding love is beautiful, but the process can be stressful, draining, and even detrimental to your mental health. Sometimes you just need a moment to figure things out so you can come back stronger and better. So what is your why? Okay, this is your journal entry today. What is your why? What was the first thought when you signed up for this challenge? How important is it for you to overcome your why? Get real with yourself today so you can break cycles, find clarity, and arrive at a place of confidence in this journey like never before. Get your journal and write out all the reasons you began this man fast. Okay, so that is day one. That is what you're focused on today, because again, you need to build a firm foundation. You need to understand, why am I doing this challenge? What is the reason? And for those who have signed up for the email list, I will send you a sample. So the first 3 days, I'm going to send you a sample so you guys can get to read this and you'll have your journal entries, because I'm telling you, it's so juicy. You need it. You need it. You need it. Okay. So I know for me, I already told y'all, like, my foundation, I just got tired of not having the answers. Like, I literally was doing the most. I literally was trying so hard to find love. I wanted it so bad, like this yearning in my soul. And sometimes that can be dangerous. Sometimes it can be dangerous to want something so bad that you will abandon your own values. You'll abandon your identity just to find this thing. And that's what I kept finding myself doing. So I, for myself, my purpose, my why, my reason was I needed a foundation of confidence, a foundation of self-worth. I needed a foundation of me. I needed me. It's crazy to say, but like I needed me because for so long, I did not know myself. I did not value myself. When you don't know yourself, you can't value yourself. Because if you don't know the cost, then why would you value it, right? Because if you don't really recognize, okay, what it takes to be me, right? This amazing, wonderful vessel. Then of course you're going to give yourself away at a discount. Of course you're going to date and not require anything. Of course you're going to date without standards. Of course you're going to let people cross your boundaries. Of course you are, because you don't value you. So why would you expect somebody else to? You just want the attention. You just want the yearning. No. So I got tired of feeling like that. I got tired of feeling like I was getting thrown away. I got tired of feeling like I was disposable. I got tired of dating below me because I was afraid that if I dated at my level, and when I say level, I mean just someone who has the same values as me, someone who has the same mindset, someone who wants to put in the same effort. I was afraid, like, if I do that, then if they leave me, then it's going to hurt. So I'm just going to date beneath me. So I just got tired of that. So my why was like, I needed to find myself. I needed to be confident. I need me. Okay. So if that is you, I'm telling you, by the end of this fast, you're going to get your revelations. Now, I'm a Christian, so I be praying. And I would suggest you be praying too. Okay. Because there's going to be some crazy temptations. I don't know about y'all, but every time I go through a fast, literally all hell breaks loose. Like the randomest, craziest stuff be happening to me. Okay. So yeah, I'm cracking up because literally as I was talking about how anytime you start a fast, all hell is going to break loose. And as soon as I said all hell is going to break loose, my phone cut off. So y'all already know the devil is busy. So when the devil is busy, that means guess what? Breakthrough is right around the corner. Oh my God. I'm telling y'all, every single time. The last fast I did, the most insane things were happening to me. Like the weirdest things, but it was so crazy. So I'm gonna give y'all a few examples. The last fast I did, I was driving to work. I was running late. I get pulled over. In Cobb County, I live in Atlanta. Anybody who know Cobb County know they be running them tickets, okay? Get pulled over and I'm all nervous. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. I'm just, whatever. So cop comes up and I start pleading and begging like he sweat. I was like, oh my God, please. I'm running late for work, please help. He don't give me a ticket. He gives me a warning. I was like, oh my God, that is so wonderful. Then I try to pay my rent. The money's in the account. The way I set up it, the way our rent is set up is like, if the money is not in the account, it won't let you pay it. Why reject my payment? Talk about you owe $100 because the money ain't in the account, but the money was in the account. All hell was breaking loose, but I got that handled. So just little small dumb stuff will come about anytime you fast. So that's why you got to pray, because you can't quit because of that. Okay. So you have to set your intent. You have to set this foundation. It got to be right, because I'm telling you, all hell gonna break loose. But when the devil is busy, that means God is working, okay? That means your breakthrough is on the other side, okay? So keep going, keep pressing, okay? Because y'all know that's not a coincidence that as soon as I said all hell is going to break loose, that my phone's cut out, that I literally cut out as soon as I said it. So that's how y'all know this thing about to be busting, okay? So for y'all who are still on here, I want to go ahead and give y'all day two. And just so y'all know what tomorrow holds in the workbook. Remember, you can get the workbook right now for $21. It is in the link in my bio for $1 a day. You can keep the dusties away. So listen, day two is all about trigger. Okay. So I'm about to read that for y'all. One of my favorite Janae Aiko songs is Triggered. I remember playing it over and over after being triggered by yet another miscommunication in a situationship. Men can sometimes trigger our emotions negatively, pulling us into a spiral of anger, sadness, or frustration. These triggers can disrupt our peace and leave us feeling off-center. It's essential to recognize these triggers and take a step to find our center and regroup. When you identify what triggers you, you can create a plan of action opposite those triggers in the future, protecting your peace and maintaining your emotional well-being. We've all experienced moments when a man's word or actions have hit a nerve, maybe a dismissive comment, a broken promise, or a lack of communication. These moments can ignite a firestorm of our emotions, often rooted in past hurts and insecurities. It's important to acknowledge these triggers and understand why they affect us so deeply. But rather than letting these triggers control us, we need to take a step back, breathe, and regroup. The process involves self-reflection and a conscious effort to change our reactions. It's about reclaiming our power and not allowing someone else's actions to dictate our emotional state. Today, you'll explore your triggers. Number one, you're going to identify your triggers, right? You're going to write down specific instances where men have triggered you emotionally. Be detailed about what they say or do. And how did it make you feel? Number two, you're going to analyze your triggers. Reflect on why these actions or words triggered you. Is there a deeper issue from a past experience? You have to understand the root. Three, create a plan of action. For each trigger you've identified, write out a plan of action opposite of those triggers in the future. How can you respond differently? What can you do to maintain your peace and not let these actions affect you negatively? So I'm going to give y'all some examples. Number one, a trigger could be, he didn't text me back for hours. The emotional response could be, you felt ignored and unimportant. What is your plan of action? Instead of obsessively checking your phone or feeling anxious, focus on actively enjoying or spending time with your friends or watching TV or taking a walk. Remind yourself that his actions do not define who you are, what you're worth, or anything. Remember, this process is about taking control of your emotions and reactions. It's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather understanding and managing them in a healthy way. By identifying your triggers and creating a plan to counteract them, you empower yourself to maintain your emotional well-being and continue your journey of self-discovery. Okay? So that is day two. It's all about triggers. All right. So that is all I got for y'all this evening. I hope you are feeling good about this man fast. I hope you're feeling empowered. I hope you feel like you are about to conquer the world and you're going to come out on the other side. Amazing. But let me say a prayer for everybody just to help you guys stay encouraged this week. Okay. These 3 weeks, actually. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank everyone who is listening to this prayer, Lord, at the sound of my voice. I just ask that you empower everyone, Lord. I ask you give everyone grace and patience, Lord. I ask that you extend your love and kindness and your wisdom in this time of fasting, Lord. I ask that you give revelation to all of those who are in need of them, Lord. And I ask that you make transformations, Lord. I ask that you transform people's minds. You transform people's lives. You transform people's hearts, Lord. I ask that you bring healing. I ask that you bring a word. I ask that you bring validation. I ask that you bring confirmation, Lord, in this 21 days, Lord. And I ask that you be with everyone and just allow them to have a way out of temptation, because I know that they will be tempted, Lord. But just allow them to know that there is no temptation that we face that you do not give us an out to, Lord. And I just ask that everyone is having a wonderful day and just stays positive in this process, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, y'all. Until next week, I told you we're going to be talking about releasing. Next week, go get a little deep, because we are releasing our past mindsets, our past hurts, because you got to do that sometimes. You got to do that sometimes. All right. Well, until next time, bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.